Jonathan Handel is speaking to me about his new book, Hollywood on Strike. Now, you argue in the conclusion to your book that with this round of talks very likely going to work out with minimum labor stoppage, but looking forward to 2013, 2014, when these contracts will be up again, do you think that the union should just continue to avoid even having the threat of a strike on the table? Is it that destructive to the writer's livelihood?
It's a very hard question to answer because what you're asking in effect is what leverage do unions have? And the difficulty for unions is that ultimately the only, you know, the largest leverage they have is the threat of a strike. But a strike comes at an enormous cost to the membership. You know, the Writers Guild is clearly not going to strike this round. I mean, they've said as much in virtually those words. They may end up working under an expired contract for some period of time. It's hard to know. The negotiations this round were not about new media in particular at all. They really were about wages and perhaps even more so about pension and health. 3 years from now, the 2013-2014 negotiating cycle, I think a lot's going to depend, of course, on the state of the economy overall and the state of healthcare reform. You know, if healthcare reform is repealed by the Republicans, we'll be looking at a very different landscape in that area than if healthcare reform continues along the timetable set by the legislation that Obama was able to get passed. There's little doubt that the industry is going to be in even more difficult shape in terms of new media in several years.
Jonathan Handel wrote Hollywood on Strike, An Industry at War in the Internet Age. It's just out. I recommend it. It's an important book with some surprising conclusions about the 2007-2008 labor dispute that shut down much of Hollywood. Jonathan, thanks.
Thanks very much, Aaron.